How many of you went to college and never ever went to class? Why did all the hands go down? Only people who could do, maybe somebody like Willie can do that. I mean, this guy, he finished college, I think, in 3 semesters. Yeah. You know, but you had to go to class. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you at least took 3 years to go to college? A minimum of 3 years. After 3 years, got a piece of paper that qualified you for an income that you're not satisfied with. Raise your hands. I got more hands that went up just then. Man, okay. Well, if that's the case, the reason that you went to college is because you needed to get equipped with the essential information and education to be able to perform at a certain level for your chosen field of endeavor. Am I correct? That's correct. Well, guess what? In network marketing, there's a system of education as well. The difference here is that the professors in network marketing make the income that you desire. How many of you would love to have the income that your professors made in your corporate America? Why do you think you've ended up making about the same amount as they've made? Because you've learned from them. Let me share something with you. The created cannot exceed what the creator has done. So if you're a disciple of somebody making $50,000 a year, they can't teach you how to make $51,000 a year, because if they could, they'd already be doing it. They may teach you, but they can't do it with any degree of authority. That's the important thing that I want you to understand about the educational system that we have in network marketing. Now, in our company here, guess what? The people that we put in front of the room in terms of trainers, at power trainings, at success seminars, at national events, do you think that these people make the money that you are looking to make? Well, why wouldn't you be there to learn from those people? That's what you want to understand. That's where the information is. What I have done is I've understood that there's a system that we have of events. And I already know, because I have a game plan. I already know over the next 12 months, I already know, and I've already checked off in my calendar, which months I'll be at which particular event or how much time I need to go to those events. And I've already predetermined and made a decision that I'll be at every single event. Why? Because let's just say there's one major event that we have a month. How many of you had to go to class more than once a month? Guess what? Most of your books cost more than what our functions are for one of your classes. That's not including the tuition that you paid for that particular class. And so this is what I've done. I've learned to build my business from event to event. I never look at my business for 12 months and say, what am I going to accomplish in 12 months? I look at my business for 12 months first, and then I look at the event schedule, and I work my business from event to event. Because the events is what keep people in the business. It's the lifeblood of the business. It's what I call where the juice and where the emotions come from. People make a decision to build this business on an emotional basis. It's never a logical decision. It's based off of emotion. And you cannot make an emotional decision if you're not impacted emotionally. How do you get impacted emotionally? By putting people around the events. When you've got a system, 300, 400, 500 people, and you have people to come across your stage and start telling their story and tell you where they were, how they were in the dumps, and how they had their car repossessed, or how they were living a substandard life, and because of this company, and because of this system, and because of the upline, and because of the help that they have, now they're making a six-figure income, now that they're completely out of debt, now that they never have to work a job again, and if I can do it, you can do it too. Guess what? You get impacted emotionally, and you understand, man, there's social proof. There's somebody who's actually done it. I can identify with that person because I was just like them. But it happens at events. This Saturday training, this is not what I call an event. This is good stuff. But I'm talking one of the major deals that we have. And so what it is this, guys. You have to learn the art of allowing people to get themselves in an atmosphere that's going to be conducive for success. I am fanatical when it comes to events. Some people think I'm too fanatical. Some people think that we overpromote for events. But it's only the people who don't make the income per year that we make per month. And I'm not trying to be arrogant about it, but listen, if I agree with you, I'd have your income. If you agree with me, you have mine. And so I had to learn who should I agree with. And it wasn't me. I didn't agree with myself because I didn't have the income that I want. I started agreeing with the people who were making the money that I wanted to make. And from that point on, I made a decision. Every time an event comes around, if I'm qualified for it, I'll be there. Because I asked myself this question, what am I going to be doing that day that's going to show me how to make a 6 or 7 figure income? Nothing. That's why I'll be there every single time. If they call an event and it's on Mars, I'll figure out a way. I'll call NASA and say, hey, listen, Willie, we need to call some people up there at NASA, figure out a way to get to NASA because, you know what, there's an event there. And some people think that's kind of fanatical. Some people have season tickets. I'm not against season tickets, but guess what? You'll never miss a game because you have season tickets. Because you know what? You've already predetermined that for the next 10 years, you're going to be at every one of those home games and watch other people get wealthy. I've got season tickets too. But I've got season tickets to my events, to these events, to what we have here. And that's why the events are incredible. The key thing is this: when you go to events, you can't go by yourself. You always want to bring people on your team. I don't care how brand new they are into the business. The key thing I understand is this: the newer the people, the more willing they are to go to events, the more willing they are to invest in the education that they're going to get for the business. Guys, I'm going to give you a couple of examples of how important events are, and I want you to really understand this. Some people just tell people that, hey, listen, you know, we've got such and such coming up, and if it's available on your schedule, why don't you consider coming? See, it's our job to do what we call provide and protect. That means I have to protect the people from what I call the negative influences. We've talked about that before. And then I have to provide for them the system of education, and I have to provide for them an atmosphere where they can grow the fastest, get from point A to B with the shortest period of time and the least amount of effort, and it's called promoting for events. And some of you don't understand this right now, but if you really want to make a full-time income, you better understand this. If you're here to make $300-$500 a month or $1,000 a month, you don't have to go to events. You can exclude yourself from that, and I'm not talking to you right now. But if you're here to become financial, how many of you really would love to be full-time, flush your job, and have a 30-second commute, and smash your alarm clocks for the rest of your life? Okay, the key thing is this here. You must come to events. You've got to understand the art of events. The events is not for the upline to make money. It's for you to be able to sustain your organization. The thing that I understand is this. Remember what I said. I want you to look at the 97 percenters, and I want you to look at the 3 percenters. See the difference between how the 3 percenters promote and see what the 97 percenters do. How many events do you think Susan Walsh has missed? Zero. How many of you love to have her income? How many events do you think Ron has missed? How many of you love to have his income? How many events have you think I missed? How many of you love to have our income? Look at these people, see what they've done, and just duplicate what they've done. Trust me, you can't have 50% of their income by doing 50% of what they did. Doesn't work that way. This is not a linear income, guys. You've got to do the whole deal. And so if there is an event, I want you to understand this. Anybody ever heard that we've got products in this business? Yeah. Sell them. Make you some money. Never have an excuse of why you can't come to an event. Because that's where people get impacted. That's where people get impacted. That's where the groups grow. That's where you lock people in. That's where your retention ratio stays. That's where people become a family, is at the events. You hear things that you've never heard before. And every single time I see people go to an event, you know what I hear every single time? Man, I wish I had told more people about this event. So now do it in advance. Tell more people about the event before you go. Don't make any excuses about why you can't be there. Go ahead and make a decision and make all the details right. Just go to the events. Just get there. Get your people to events. And remember, build from event to event. Always promote the next event, not the one three years down the road. But guess what? We've got a success seminar that's coming up. You should be getting so excited and promoting about the next big function. Now, do you promote for business briefings? Yes, absolutely. You promote for those like crazy. But while you're promoting for those, you promote the small things that you're doing on a day-to-day basis, and you promote the next big thing. Understand what your calendar is. We have, in February, we're going to have a success seminar. That's what you should be promoting right now. After that, you should be promoting the national like crazy. Remember, guys, there's a difference between employee mentality and wealth mentality. Wealth mentality people promote and they're already registered. The reason why some of you can't promote because you're not registered. And most of you don't feel like being a hypocrite, so you just keep your mouth shut and don't say anything about events. And what you're doing is poisoning your organization because you're not providing them the atmosphere that's going to make their business grow. The other thing is this, guys, we teach in masses here. See, it's the reason that we're having this training here is because it's better for me to teach a couple of hundred people, do it one time, than for me to call each and every one of you up individually and try to give you this training on a one-on-one basis. You follow what I'm saying? So why not have thousands of people all at one time, getting that synergy, getting that energy, getting that effort. I'm telling you guys, that's what happens. My 12 years in the business, I've never missed an event, ever. Ever, never, ever, 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 ever miss an event in network marketing. I remember when Bobby went to one of his first events, he came back, and I'm giving you an example of somebody who was an incredible promoter of events. But I want to give you a timeline real quick, and I want to share with you, because of that, why his business is where it is right now. See, most people think, okay, well, when I become a platinum or when I become a gold or a diamond or silver, I'll start promoting like that. No, if you never promote like that, you'll never reach that pin level. What comes first, chicken or the egg? The chicken comes first, not the egg. I can remember this. Bobby was a director, if he was even a director. He went, I think it was convention. Didn't have a big group, had a very, very, very small group. Nobody knew it. Nobody knew it. He came back and was the first, and now he was one of the smallest pins in my organization. He came back and said, hey, listen, the first day, I got 19 people registered for the next event. I want to share something with you guys. 19 people was a director making no money. Nobody knew it. Just a director. But guess what? Those 19 people went. Those 19 people understood the importance of registering early. And now they picked up a habit of registering early. They picked up the habit and the spirit of how to promote and how to get to events. And so they started promoting. How many people did you end up with at that event? 27. He ended up with 27 people. He probably had somewhere about 40, 50 people in his group. How many people did you have in your group? About 75 people. So he had 75. So he had, 33% of his group that was at an event. Now, this is what happened. He had 27 people there. Those people came, they got fired up, they got juiced up, they got so excited. He called up, I'll never forget, he called up one of the guys over in California last minute, said, hey, you need to be here in Florida. You need to be here. If you're real serious about making a six-figure income and having a lifestyle that you're talking about, you need to be here. He got that person to come, and then that person, that was Joe, and then Joe got Mark to come. Mark had just gotten the business, paid a lot for his plane ticket because it was less than 7 days before he booked it, went to convention. Let me share what happened. Because those two people came, the 27 people came as well, but two of the 27 were from California. They understood the importance of events. The first event that they've ever hosted was the power training that Bobby and Regina just did, and they had 114 people at their first power training. Right. Guys, you understand the power of that? Do you think he's the number one silver-headed gold right now because he learned this? Or do you think that he learned this because he's the number one silver-headed gold? It's because he learned this and he did this is why his income is where it is. Let me give you something even bigger. His group in California have over 40% of the people in their entire group plugged into functions. Over 40%. They don't understand anything else but to promote for an event. Look at every category, even the rookies. They understand how to promote for events. People, now guess what? Just got a call last night, Thursday. They had 95 people at their business briefing with no guest speaker there. Over 30 plus guests that were there. He taught them how to promote for events. Bigger one. We just had a series of power trainings. And in those power trainings, there were around 1,000 people. Over 1,000 people that we had at power trainings around the country. 21 different power trainings. 20% of the people who were at power trainings in the entire company came from his organization. Whoa. So do you think that you can have zero people at a function and make this type of income? No. Guys, I told Bobby this. Guys, let me share something with you. When you get to the income levels or the pin levels of where we are, I believe that it's going to be bigger. I believe it's going to be better. I believe that you'll make more money than we did. When I was a silver, guess what? I was a silver, and I can remember, doing bronze volume. I was a silver, but not qualified as a silver that month. I was qualified only as a bronze that month. We had a power training. Text came down, and we had 40-something people there. I only had 21 people of them. 21 of those 40-something people were in my group. I was a silver. 21 people. Silver here, over 200 people. An Israel organization. Now, we made a decision that we were ready to build. We started building, we started promoting for these events, made a decision, went from bronze, silver, but doing bronze volume. 22 days later, we were gold executives in the company. We went from 21 people at a local function to having over 100 in Vegas because we made a decision of what we were going to do, and it came by plugging people into events. The thing I understand is this. After every major event that we have, our income goes up. People are excited. People are fired up. Promote the system. Edify the upline. Promote the system. Edify the upline. If you're going to make it in this business, it's because you have learned the art of becoming an incredible promoter, and you've learned the art of edification. The events is the lifeline of your business. Get excited about the events. Don't make decisions late. Do what successful people do. They make decisions, and then they make those decisions the right decision.
Congratulations on completing this series. You've just learned what it takes to turn your network marketing business into a cash cow. Let's take this information, learn it, do it, and teach it, and we'll see you at the bank.
While the techniques and approaches suggested here have worked for others, no one can guarantee that they will work for you. We sincerely hope, however, that the ideas presented here will assist you in building a strong and profitable business. This has been a 3K Marketing Group production. Unauthorized duplication of the CD is strictly prohibited. To purchase this audio program, go to www.3kmg.com.